Hello, everyone. Good morning. Buenos dias. My name is Wendy Carrillo. I represent the 51st Assembly District in Los Angeles, which includes Northeast LA and East LA. I'm a proud graduate of public schools. And I find one of the things that I find most interesting about these press conferences is our ability to share our personal stories. I was in elementary school at Sheridan Elementary in Boyle Heights in 1989, the last time that UTLA went on strike. My mother had just arrived to the United States. We were immigrants to this country. And she didn't know what was going on, but she supported the teachers 100% because she believed that they had the best interests for the kids in our community. But I remember going to elementary and being on the free and reduced lunch that my colleagues have spoken about, and being ushered into our auditorium where we did nothing but watch movies. The strike went on for days, and we didn't learn anything. And when we talk about the achievement gap, I was one of those children that got caught in not being able to learn for all that time that we were not in the classroom. Years later, I was at Roosevelt High School where there was 5,000 students. We were on A, B, and C track, and it was overcrowded. So there was a large speculation that several of the students would drop out, and I was one of them. I was one of those kids that dropped out. And it took a principal and a really great teacher to bring me back and ensure that I graduated on time and with my class. That is a reality that happened way back in the 90s, and a reality that is still happening today. And so it's important that UTLA and LAUSD continue to be at the negotiating table and find a solution for this issue. We want to make sure that classroom sizes are reduced. This is a reality that communities of color have faced for a long time, especially in low-income communities. I know that firsthand, and several of us know that firsthand. But it's important that we ensure that we prioritize kids, that we prioritize the needs of families, that schools are safe, that children are allowed to go to school and learn and be able to access the meals that they have on free or reduced lunch programs. It's a reality that a lot of our kids live in poverty. And so it's important that we address this, that people come to a resolution, and that us as legislators agree that we need to fund our schools. I think about the fact that we spend about $80,000 on incarcerating a human being every year. And about $13,000 in investing in public education per pupil. Those values are not the values of our state. They're not the values of all of us that are standing here today. So we need to have the moral courage to be able to do the right thing.